Torrey Humphrey, Mike, any word on him?
Torrey Humphrey, I was told the operation went fine, and he'll heal just fine.
We
haven't made a decision.
Yeah.
No, we haven't made any decision on Torrey Humphrey. I mean, that would be a personnel decision. I mean, he'll definitely be back at some point during the season.
How do you feel with the receivers not having their receiving coach?
They were sloppy as hell today, and we'll address it in the meetings. Actually, Jimmy Robinson and Al Harris attended the funeral of Jim Johnson in Philadelphia.
Do you know who you're holding out of family night for injury purposes?
That's something we'll do tomorrow at 8. Tonight's treatments will determine a lot of those decisions. It was good to get a couple guys back here today. But really, after Pepper does the medical report tonight, we'll meet as a staff tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
What's the prognosis on Pat Lee?
Day by day. It's a lower back injury, so it's something we need to watch.
How about Clay and Jeremy Thompson?
Say that again, please.
Clay Matthews and Jeremy Thompson.
Probably could have went today. We held him just because it was a recurring injury, excuse me. And Jeremy Thompson, I think, will have a good chance of going Saturday night.
Mike, you're running pads today, but you've had a lot of pad work, pretty physical camp. Did you feel this team wanted to go in that direction to get more physical?
It's training camp. Padded work's important. You're able to get your offense, defense, and special teams schematically in during the off season. We've had some different schedules here in the past, but this is a necessity. So, if anything, we've gone with longer practices, but we've always tried to push the envelope for as much padded work as possible this time of year.
So you don't feel the team lost its edge physically at all last year in terms of being a physical team? Would you argue with that, or do you dispute that?
We're 6-10, Tom, and we've really moved on from that. We've learned the lessons that we feel that we need to apply to our football team this year. I feel we're a physical team. I feel we're a more mature team. We're definitely a stronger team. I've always felt we were a well-conditioned football team. So we'll play with more strength in the trenches this year. I definitely anticipate that. I think it's been evident. Just the way we practiced and the performance of the big men up front. So I mean, that's how I view that.
Are you happy with the tempo today going in toward that scrimmage?
Yeah, the tempo was very good. I really, there was not a practice that I felt where we did not gain a lot. We've had our share of mistakes, our share of mental errors, but those things that you can really learn from. The offense really challenged the defense schematically with the multiple personnel formations. And it's definitely the same way on the other side of the ball. We're seeing every blitz known to man, and it's just great training for our guys.
We've talked a lot about Coach Kevin Green. Can you talk about Coach Turgeback, when he brings as far as enthusiasm and passion and all that?
Mike Turgeback is an excellent football coach. I had the opportunity to be with Mike as an assistant coach here in 1999. His resume speaks for itself with his work in Carolina. So we're very fortunate to have part of our staff, especially as a defensive line coach. He's someone I hold in high regard, both personally and professionally. I love his enthusiasm. I love his toughness. Youngstown, Ohio, Michigan Wolverine, all that stuff. He brings it to the table every day. So I'm glad he's a Packer.
Like in the grand scheme of things, how much did DJ miss after winning the camp?
It's B.J. Raj. He's a young player. He's involved in a business situation. As far as percentages and how much he's missed, it's truly to his benefit to get in camp, but he's involved in a business situation. That's really how I view it. I spend a whole lot of time talking about it. I get the updates every day. I wish he was here. I'm sure he wishes he was here, too.
How frustrated are you having to talk now with the picks around him, that signing and such, and kind of like a domino effect that's been going on?
Haven't watched it today, so I'm sure I'll be updated tonight. It's part of the business. Something I have no control.
Is Hero hurt, and is he good to go tomorrow night?
I thought Justin got through today's practice okay. Based on his post-practice treatments, I anticipate that he'll go tomorrow.